This is Albert Grande from pizzatherapy.com. What follows is actually Legends of Pizza, Volume 3, the Lost Evelyn Sloman interviews. These were interviews that I did with Evelyn a while ago, and they were sitting on my hard drive, and of course, my computer crashed. I was able to recently bring back some of the recordings, and because they were MP3s, I had to reconstruct them. So they're a little bit rough, but I think you'll find lots of very valuable knowledge contained. Evelyn is an amazing person. You can listen to part one as she describes the evolution of pizza. This is a very historic recording. Hopefully, I'll be able to finish piecing together the rest of the interviews, and I will release it as a full product. Until that time, you can listen to a bit of it right here. I present to you Legends of Pizza, Volume 3, The Lost Interviews of Evelyn Sloman. Albert Grande here from PizzaTherapy.com. I'm talking to Evelyn Sloman, one of the true legends of pizza. Evelyn, thanks a lot for talking to me. I really appreciate it.
Well, good morning.
Evelyn, you've written lots of books, including one of the definitive books about pizza. Can you tell me a little bit about that book and how that started?
Well, I actually got into pizza making in 1971, and I've been doing it ever since. And the pizza book was the first book that actually gave pizza a pedigree.
Uh-huh.
I was the first to do a scholarly account of the history of pizza. I traced its lineage back to Neolithic times. I established the Italian origins and traced those forms of pizza. I established a pizza family tree, looking at all the pizza-related dishes that were throughout Italy. I put them together in some kind of cohesive format, the relationship between pizza and calzone and focaccia and sfingione and, you know, piadina, all of them are related. I also gave the first detailed account of how pizza came to the United States.
Oh, interesting.
And how it was made in the United States. Then I was the first to officially categorize all the different styles. I was the first to define where New York pizza was, the Chicago pizza, New Haven pizza, at the time, was the first to really write about California pizza and to define that, because it was an emerging style as I was writing the pizza book.
Right.
So the pizza book was the first to have all of that information in it. It kind of put pizza on the map, as I felt that it was a noble dish, it had a noble history and tradition, and that is something that people needed to know. I wanted to write about it because it seemed in the late 70s, it seemed like that kind of pizza was on its way to extinction. In the business, people call the old-timers dinosaurs. We felt that people were not interested in that kind of pizza, and that only, you know, the chains was the wave of the future. And so when I set out to write the pizza book, my goal was to record for posterity this history and tradition, hoping that the home cook would pick up the baton, as it were, and that the home cook would care about making good pizza and using good ingredients and using the old methods. And so that's what I wrote the pizza book for. But it turned out that in the early 80s that it had the opposite effect, in that commercial people opening pizzerias and getting into pizza making, used it as a handbook. That was its second life. And so it actually had this time zone. That book really has sparked a lot of people into business. Started writing for Pizza Today magazine, and I started on my bandwagon. You know, we call it artisan pizza now, but then it wasn't called artisan pizza. The formula was very nearly lost because there was very few people knew how to make that kind of pizza. No one in the business was interested in making that kind of pizza. And when I was working in New York and I got to open up my first restaurant, and I was making that type of pizza because I learned how to make it from Jerry Lombardi and Jerry Titano. Those were my teachers. No one really seemed interested in it. They're really interested in California pizza, which is a very topping-centric approach. And it was turning the industry on its ear because people were putting strange things on pizza and fun things on pizza. And I thought that was a good thing because it was elevating the pizza world the pizza as a whole, but I was, and still am, only concerned with flour, water, yeast, and salt, and I made all everything by hand. I made my dough by hand, my cheese by hand. I've been doing that since 1984, and been writing about it, and lecturing about it, and giving seminars, and I'm also a bread fanatic.
Right.
I've been one of these people who, you know, in the background, a lot of different things in the pizza world.
Okay. Well, let me take a couple of steps back. And you talked about doing kind of the academic approach of what the history of pizza was all about. How about a little brief history of pizza? Who really invented pizza, Evelyn?
Well, it's a phenomenon that occurred in a number of different places at different times. The direct lineage begins with the Greeks. They were, after the Egyptians, they were the greatest bakers of ancient time. And in fact, I quote in my book from Plato, where he describes people lying on reeds and eating cakes that were baked cakes with cheese and olives. And in fact, there is a whole cuisine that centered around people eating reclining position with one hand. The meatball that is another one of these items which is of Greek lineage, which was invented to eat with one hand. And the Greeks took over southern Italy, Naples, and Sicily around, I would say, 500 BC, and brought with them those dishes. At the same time in Italy, there's a couple of different theories. There's the Etruscans, who are in the north, which is what I think is where the focaccia really originated. Its history is not necessarily just a straight line, which is what people like to think and wrap it all up in a neat bow tie. But in the north of Italy, they were practicing what we know today as focaccia, which means fireplace floor bread, and was literally baked on top of the coal. Of the rocks. In Italy, you have these two factions of focaccia, which is more of a bread with very limited topping, and the development of pizza, which is food on a plate, an edible plate, which is the Greek concept. And the Greeks called it lakunta. And one of the theories of the word pizza, which came from pizza, P-I-C-C-A, which described the tar under the placenta. But you'll see references all over the internet, strong references actually, to that research. There are other interpretations of the name, but the pizza part, that's my research. It didn't exist before. Not that I claim to be a linguist. I think it sticks. But there are a number of other explanations of pizza. I like to think of the cradle of pizza that we know and love today really comes from the South. And if the Greeks did bring the concept to the Italians, they are the ones that really ran with it and developed a whole repertoire of pizza-type dishes in virtually in all of the different regions of Italy. You have all different kinds of pizza. Some of it's stuffed, some of it's rolled. It's not necessarily called pizza. They all have different regional colloquial names. It's really fascinating. I came upon that when I first got interested in pizza making, I used to collect recipes from people. And the thing that used to get me into it was, hey, my grandmother makes this recipe. She makes pizza, but she doesn't call it pizza, and it doesn't look like pizza. Then, of course, that immediately was music to my ears.
Oh, wow.
So tell me about this thing that is not pizza. And this is how I collected a number of these regional pizzas before I got into the research of it. This is what gave me the impetus or I had a hunch that, I think that this pizza thing, there's a lot more to it than just the Neapolitan pizza, and that's where I started researching all the other types of pizza.
Oh, that's fascinating. So pizza was evolving kind of at the same time in a lot of different regions.
Exactly.
Okay.
And was regionalized according to what they had in the area, what kind of flours they used, and it's a huge subject matter, actually.
Right, right. And then how about modern pizza? They say that was, they talk about that as being developed in Naples.
The modern pizza that we are familiar with today absolutely comes from Naples. That is, there's no denying that fact. And the pizza, that type of pizza that was meant to go around the world, it came from Naples.
Uh-huh. So is the Rafael Esposito story true, that he made pizza for Queen Margarita?
Yes, it is. It is true. Absolutely true. And before that, they were not using cheese with tomatoes.
Can you briefly tell that story?
Well, basically, he was called upon to make pizza for Margarita, who liked pizza. And he made three different kinds of pizza for her, but the one that he created especially for her to interpret the Italian flag colors was the fresh mozzarella, the fresh tomatoes, and the basil. Not that pizza wasn't made before with those ingredients, but not together. There were white pies, very prevalent in Neapolitan pizza, but they didn't combine them with the tomatoes. They had tomato pies. They had pizzas that were relatively just like lard, like cracklings and black pepper and some cheese. Some of them even without cheese, but, you know, people were very poor. But they didn't combine them. That was very opulent to combine the cheese with the tomatoes. And fit for a queen. And it stuck. In Italy, it's called the Stella Regina and La Margherita. And it should be made with fresh tomatoes.
Okay.
It should be made with fresh tomatoes. Yes, okay. If it's not, that's a piece of Napolitana, which is with, the canned tomatoes.
Right. Okay. Well, you touched on it earlier. I got to ask you about how did pizza come to the United States?
Well, in the latter half of the 19th century, you had immigrants. This is the first wave. There are several waves of immigrants. And the first pizza prototypes that were available in the United States were from home cooks who were baking using the bakery oven in the afternoon after the bakers had used it. They would bring their dough and they would make their own kinds of, which was more like a della casa type thing. And which is a home style pizza, but it didn't have cheese on it. It was just tomato on top of bread. And as more people moved in and there was more of a demand, the bakers actually started to produce what we call bakery style pizza, which was in a pan. Again, more focaccia, the gravy or plain gravy is what we Easterners thought.